This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Macroeconomic snapshot number two today is out of the bond market. The Department of the Treasury holds regular auctions of U.S. debt, Treasury bills and bonds. You got to fund all that deficit spending somehow, right? And the auction yesterday of 10-year Treasuries, bonds whose yields influence everything from mortgages to student loans, was interesting because those 10-year notes drew the lowest investor demand we have seen in 10 years. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
Bond auctions are kind of like an art auction at Christie's, just electronic and way more boring.
All the auctions happen once a month. They are on regularly scheduled days, and that's to promote certainty and regular participation.
That's Jim Vogel at FTN Financial. He says regular participation helps promote fair and steady prices. But when demand dries up at a bond auction, yields can shoot higher. Chuck Tomes at Manulife Investment Management says not only that.
The up move you could see in yields could be that much more dramatic in a short period of time.
Yields did jump after Wednesday's auction. But overall, long-term bond yields have been low. So low that a 10-year bond doesn't really pay investors that much more than a short-term bond. Putri Pasquale at PAMCO Prisma says that doesn't exactly entice investors.
I'm not getting paid that much more to lock up my money for 10 years, so why would I do that?
She says foreign buyers have also been reducing their purchases of U.S. bonds, partially because of the strong dollar. But Jim Vogel at FTN Financial says there's a bigger reason for that poor showing yesterday.
Given all the equity turmoil and the concentration on U.S.-China trade negotiations this week, it's not totally surprising that the Treasury auction struggled the way it did.
Vogel says investors have been running to the safety of government bonds all week. By the time yesterday's auction kicked off, investors who wanted bonds already had them. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.